The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's hear from Sean Forbes, head coach, and Evelyn McCafferty from the Northern Ireland Warriors, as their squad's been named for the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Shauna, how would you describe the evolution of the Warriors over the last cycle, really?
So I guess I've been in the post nearly 3 years now, and I knew when I came into the role, which was just post-COVID, that there was a transition piece to be had. And when I came in, I got really excited about an under-21s group that was there, that were competing in the Europeans that year. And there was a number of Warriors that had just, you know, left the programme or retired for whatever reason. So it's been a really exciting journey over the last 3 years. And here we are today with the Commonwealth Games squad going to Glasgow.
Really exciting as well, obviously. Glasgow in itself, though, it only allowed limited squad numbers. So how did you approach that selection, I suppose? Because do you look for that depth in multiple positions?
Yeah, so I guess the other unique thing about the Commonwealth Games is you can't take your reserves with you either. So you've got to be really certain about the 12 that you're taking and being able to be confident in all of those positions and combinations that you select. And, you know, if anyone knows me, I've been looking at this at least for the last 18 months now of who's coming through, what do you need, where everyone's tracking along. And I have my own little assessment database of every time we play, how many caps everyone's got, and they all get an assessment of where they are and where they're tracking. So yeah, especially over the last couple of months, it's just been looking at who's in form, who's playing where, how many minutes is everyone getting, where are the connections. And yeah, May camp was really, really tough just to put the jigsaw pieces together. It's a real headache, but we really do have that depth and talent coming through, as well as still like a continued transition piece moving forward. So yeah, really excited to finally get to that point where I can breathe a little bit now and start the real nitty-gritty planning of the games itself.
I'm more than certain that one of them we'll hear from in a moment, but what about some of those rising stars? Which newer or younger Warriors have impressed you most in that selection process?
Yeah, so I guess to mention Lauren Walsh in particular, she, when I came into the role, she only had one cap to her name. So every time we play, I know exactly how many caps she's got because she's played in every single game that I've ever been part of with the Warriors. So Lauren Walsh is a formidable up-and-coming goalkeeper that I truly believe that she could come over here and play in England in the franchise system. She plays for Western Park Blaze when she makes the appearance.
Never heard of them. Come on, woo!
Yeah, she's definitely one to watch, and it'd be great to see her up against the world's best shooters when we get there.
What about the game overall, like the player pathways in Northern Ireland? How important have they been and maybe strengthened the selection?
Yeah, so there's already an established pathway program there. And what we're trying to do, and we're going to continue to do over the next 5 to 10 years with a new strategy we're going to put in place, is looking at actually what those girls need and the access they need to be able to compete with the best, you know, and even from a European's perspective, what do they need to do and how much on-court practice do they need, if you like, compared to what Scotland and Wales are doing, who are our two closest rivals in that home nations that we look to beat year on year. So there is a Premier League over there, which we continue to strive for and a lot of our players play in. But it's also looking to up our performance pathway programme, which we are looking to do over the next couple of years. But there is plenty of talent coming through the system and a lot of them play other sports. So the tenacity and grit that they have when they play Gaelic football and those other sports that they have over there is second to none. So it's quite a unique situation. Unfortunate situation I'm in to have athletes with that extra grit.
Evelyn, tell me about your moment when you found out that you were going to be part of this squad.
So it was 2 days before my first uni exam of this exam period. So it was a bit of a stressful time anyway, with needing to obviously revise all my exams. But to be honest, it was just like the most amazing moment. This is something I've dreamt of for years and years, and it's been a goal of mine for so long. So to finally get there and get that phone call, it's just something so special.
Did you run around in circles like that gif of Homer Simpson?
Yeah. It was funny because I was sat on campus revising with all my friends for these exams, and, you know, I get this phone call, and then I'm like, well, what do I do now? Because I can't really tell anyone yet. So I kind of silently stood in the corridor, jumping up and down a bit, and then, yeah, just kind of get on with life for the next few days.
And what did that whole What does that whole feeling really of just putting on the green dress and mean to you personally?
Yeah, do you know what? It means so much to be able to represent the country in that way is amazing. So my dad grew up in Ballymena, and I think to be able to represent him in that way means a lot. And like Shona said, like the grit that all the girls have and everything, like we really encapsulate that when we put the dress on, and that's what we look at, that's what we focus on, and you know, just looking to put out the best performance every time we put that dress on.
Give me a bit of an idea of the overall selection and what maybe what you had to go through and just how everybody was around that part.
Yeah, so it was an ongoing process, like Shona said. So we look at every camp, every match we've done. So there's no one moment of this is the selection moment of 2 hours of match play. That's what we look at. So it's just a continuous performance effort from having our long squad selected in January all the way through our camps, our play outside of the environment as well. So looking at Forest, looking at Prem, and just keeping up performance, keeping up our consistency until that selection point.
And what qualities do you think make this group so special?
I think the biggest thing is just our grit and our heart. We really work for each other. We work so hard for each other. You know, we would do anything for the dress, for the team. And I think that's our biggest quality because we're just relentless on court. You know, no game's an easy game, regardless of score or anything. We want to work for each other.
I know she's on the line, but what's Shona taught you?
Do you know what? I've learned a lot about myself through Shona. You know, she knows me very well on a personal level, both in on and off court. And, you know, there's a lot of personal development I've had with Shona over the years, sort of mentally, physically. And I think that just makes the biggest difference with performance. You know, I wouldn't be here today performing the way I am without the lessons that we've learned along the way.
Shona, back to you. What legacy, I suppose, do you want to leave as part of this squad that you've just selected?
I think one of the bigger things that you cannot get away from is the rankings. The world rankings is always on everybody's lips, and it's something I love and hate at the same time. Yeah. And it is something that I continually ask World Netball to look at because it isn't fair a lot of the times. But I can't shy away from our legacy being, you know, getting up there and being better and further up the table than where we are. We know that when we were in the last time we were in Glasgow, 2014, we did exceptionally well and we came seventh in those games. So we actually have a really good record at the Commonwealth Games. So I'm not shying away from wanting to be, we're not going to come 12th. We want to, you know, either not be bottom in the group and don't want to be in that 11th and 12th place. We strive to be higher, but if we are, we're definitely not going to be 12th. So not resting on any laurels, no stone unturned, doing our homework and showing everybody what a small country like Northern Ireland can do to those big nations that, you know, do get a lot more than we do. So bring it on, I say.
There was a post that Karen posted the other day just about supporting the Warriors as well. Where can we find out more about that if we wanted to contribute a little bit towards the campaign?
Yeah, and firstly, a shout out to Sport Northern Ireland because they continue to fund us as a programme, and our Pathway programme is a real focus for them. So a real shout out to them to continually, you know, help us fund-wise. But, you know, we're going through a time at the moment where we have had a reduction in funding, and that's just the lay of the landscape of sport in general. So for anyone who's listening that can, you know, help us, little, big, small, whatever that looks like, we have a fundraising page on enthused.com. But if you go to our Instagram of Netball NI or Facebook pages, or even find me and contact myself, and there's links on those that you can click and go to and find. So, yeah, every little helps at the moment. So we really appreciate it.
Commonwealth Games in Gold Coast in 2018 was a big one for me. It was my first major tournament. I was quite young going to the tournament. Didn't really know what to expect, but ended up having quite a good tournament and quite a good impact. Yeah, and I think it was just kind of my first real exposure to that level and that standard and that whole environment at a major tournament. So yeah, I kind of always look back on that one as probably my favourite. And then my one is probably a year later than Michelle's, was the Netball World Cup in 2019 in Liverpool. that was my first major tournament for the senior NI team. And yeah, like the exact same sort of reasons, being in that environment with all the top netballers in the world was just incredible. So yeah, it's definitely a highlight for me. Yeah, it's definitely special. I did my first major tournament without Emma. She quite narrowly missed out on selection. So then when she got that World Cup call up, I think we kind of did realise how lucky we were to have each other. Obviously know each other inside out, kind of know what each other needs in competition and things like that. So yeah, it's definitely special and we do have a good time with it. So yeah, we're really lucky to be able to do it together.